Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the borders are wide open. Texas can do something about it. And we go through in great detail how border states could secure the border, regardless what the federal government says, regardless what this regime says. And why aren't they? Well, I think people are starting to wake up. I think we're getting in the right direction. But this is a really important topic because it goes back to a theme of this show, the willingness to act in a time of crisis. That is why we love Churchill on this podcast. This is why we love Lincoln on this podcast. These are great men who stood up with the willingness to act when it became difficult. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. We also go through the debt ceiling fight. And I want to thank some of our supporters that help get behind the work we are doing. I want to thank Candy from Westlake Village. Thank you. Donald from Rancho Santa Margarita. Thank you. Charlene from Denver, Colorado. Thank you. Nan from Greenwich, Connecticut, thank you for your support. And LaTanya from Maryland, charliekirk.com/support. You allow us to continue to grow and to reach more people when you support us at charliekirk.com/support. Texas can secure the southern border. What? Oh, I almost forgot. Get involved with Turning Point USA, everybody. TPUSA.com, where Turning Point USA plays offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, educational cultural organization to impact the future of America. Okay, buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. We have an action-packed show for you today, a lot to get into. As many of you have been worried, the current policies from the Biden regime are going to make America a third world country. But don't worry, everybody. We are bringing the third world here. In fact, right on the southern border in Del Rio, Texas, in quite honestly a rapid period of time, we now have what would only possibly be explained as a refugee camp somewhere out of Syria or Somalia in our own country in Del Rio, Texas. Now, Del Rio, Texas is right across the border from Mexico. Mexico has no desire or interest to actually secure the southern border on their side, unlike under President Trump, who actually negotiated a deal and threatened tariffs. And as soon as President Trump threatened a 5% tariff, Mexico came straight to the table and they started to try to secure the southern border. Now, we have manufactured mayhem right now in Del Rio, Texas. And the only reason we know anything about it is thanks to Fox News and one drone that flew until the FAA came in and said the drone no longer has permission to fly there. And even despite the fact we have an open-air refugee camp on the southern border, the New York Times refuses to cover this. The front page of the New York Times, the alleged paper of record, all the news that fits to print, Pravda says. Front page of the New York Times says, Manhattan is buoyed as Google buys a building for $2.1 billion. New York Times also says Trump campaign new vote case was groundless. This is what the New York Times is covering today, the paper of record. They're also covering Biden's speech at the United Nations, which we will cover a little bit. There's not that much there to cover, as he read from a teleprompter. Instead, we're going to cover the imminent invasion happening in our country. We already have had 1.8 million people illegally cross into our country this year. 1.8 million. Cutting in line, border jumping, breaking the law. These are criminals, and they should be treated as criminals. This is designed disorder by the Biden regime. And only thanks to Fox News stumbling across this and publicizing it do we even know this is happening. And in some of the coverage on Tucker Carlson's wonderful show, there was something that was said that I think was quite revealing. Something that I think exposed how this could actually be solved. That many people are upset that the southern border is wide open, but we feel powerless. We feel helpless. In fact, we are told that unless the Biden regime steps up and does something, there's nothing we can do. I want to play a tape, though, from Tucker's show last night, where all of a sudden, Bill Malusian said, either on accident or on purpose, that there is a way that this could all be solved. That actually, Republican states have the ability to solve this if they wanted to. Put Mayorkas aside, put the Biden bashing aside. I'm kind of tired of that, aren't you? I'm fatigued with governors going on cable television saying, Biden regime is terrible and we need... Okay, enough of that, okay? Do something about it. And in fact, Texas showed that you can do something about it. If it gets so bad, it seemed as if local government stepped up and they secured the border. They created almost a perimeter around the Haitian criminal camp of border jumpers that have tried to come into our country. Now, some people in the media are saying, well, these are refugees. No, they are not. A refugee is someone who comes from a war-torn country that is facing imminent death, or their neighborhood or their home has been bombed and obliterated to smithereens. We are in our hemisphere. There's no such country that qualifies as a refugee country in the traditional definition. Instead, these are economic migrants. These are people that are willing to break international law, willing to break American law to try to get a higher income. We've already asked the question, how did these people get from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, from the island of Hispaniola? If you look at the geography of where Hispaniola is, it is east of Cuba. Who's paying for this? Don't you think this would be a good use of time for the Central Intelligence Agency or the Federal Bureau of Investigation to maybe open an investigation and saying, hey, where's the money supply behind this? Instead, at the rally back on Saturday, it seems as if we had more journalists and federal agents than we did actually even coming to the rally on Saturday with 100 people. Wouldn't some federal resources looking into this be helpful? But that's not going to happen, and we know it. But this one tape and this short segment shows all of a sudden that the states do have the power. I read an article this morning where it says Republican governors write a letter to Joe Biden to demand enough. Enough demanding. Enough asking for lunch to have a little powwow to break bread with Joe Biden. Listen to this tape here of how Texas actually did step up. Not from the governor, but I think this was local Del Rio government and Texas state troopers. I'm not exactly sure who these people were, but they just kind of created a perimeter around the Haitian criminal camp, and they've kind of just left them there. Play cut 66.
Here's why. Take a look at this exclusive video we shot on Saturday. We went onto a boat in the Rio Grande, and what we saw was staggering. Hundreds of migrants at a time just streaming in from Ciudad Acuña, walking across the river, and just illegally entering the United States without any resistance from our federal government whatsoever. They crowded on the shore in huge masses. We watched it for 5-6 hours straight, thousands coming in, and eventually the only thing that stopped it was the state of Texas. Take a look at this video. It wasn't the federal government that stopped it. It was Texas state troopers who were surged to this area, hundreds of them swarming in, and they literally formed kind of a wall, if you will, with their patrol vehicles, and they stemmed the flow of all that migration, illegal migration coming across the river, and no migrants have crossed since that point in time.
In that one news article, it reveals the most obvious point that so many people in conservative media and the mainstream media are missing. Texas can do this. Texas could have prevented the 1.8 million people from coming into our country starting in January. It's just now that all of a sudden that this is on cable television, that's why Texas is mobilizing the National Guard or the DPS, the Texas DPS, state troopers. The border could be secured fully in Texas and Arizona tomorrow. We're going to dive deeper into this with the Haitian invasion. in our country. Enough writing letters to Biden. Time to start doing it ourselves. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Sinister folks, by the way. Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist BLM Incorporated organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our nation and our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, which is why there's a massively important organization called Second Vote that comes in. I know them very well. I've known them for years, and I'm so honored to partner with them. And the courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. So check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it doesn't happen for free. So please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Do what I did. Just go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's $50 a year. I know it costs something, but they have to be able to pay for their research. And the Black family, who are amazing people, by the way, have underwritten this effort for quite some time. But if you use the promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's $25 a year, everybody, okay? That's literally $2 a month. And that's 50% off, so $25 a year. That's $2.5 a month at that, so that you can have the information you need on your next purchase. So join me, go to secondvote.com, and subscribe with promo code Charlie. Maybe it's like, hey, I don't know if the car I'm buying, are they donating to Planned Parenthood? What about all these companies? Secondvote.com has every company ranked. It's a beautiful thing. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. I'm going to read this email that we received, freedom@charliekirk.com, and then contrast that with what the Biden regime is doing with foreign criminals that are trying to come into the country. Hi, Charlie. It's a sad heart I write this email to you. My name is X. I'm not going to say the name on air. And I'm a registered nurse in Connecticut. My colleagues and I were just at the Capitol protesting the current mask and vaccine mandates in our state. I'm being fired by my local hospital together with many, many others in the state for objecting the unconstitutional vaccine mandates. I was declined a religious accommodation, according to my employer, Nuvance Health, due to undue hardship. They told me since I cannot socially distance from my patients, I could no longer safely care for them. In the meantime, until their October 1st deadline, I'm still providing direct care to patients and wearing proper PPE. I had COVID in January, and my natural immunity is not even considered by my organization. I honestly would not want to keep my job if that meant my colleagues who did not have COVID were fired. No one should be forced to participate in any type of medical procedure against their will. I do not believe or I do not take informed consent lightly. I believe proper and truthful informed consent is the most important step in transparent, respectful relationship between a patient and a healthcare worker. I was born in Brazil and became an American citizen. I love this country and I'm heartbroken to see the atrocities happening in our nation. I just picked up my founder's Bible the other day and had tears in my eyes reading how our founders had dedicated their lives so that we could practice our religious freedom freely, and here I'm being denied a sincere religious accommodation. How are we to pursue life, liberty, and happiness when we are denied to work or participate in society unless we participate in a medical procedure against our will? My faith in God is what keeps me grounded. I know God will provide for me and my family. It is because of that, my faith, and my 8-year-old son that I will never lose hope for a better future. God bless you and God bless America. May our Lord Almighty help those suffering around the world and continue to give us all strength. Sincerely, not going to say the name. Of course, the Republican Party is basically silent on forced vaccinations and the fact that millions of people are losing their jobs because they don't want to take a piece of medicine that is being forced on them. Now, of course, none of the people that are being brought into America from Haiti are forced to get vaccinated. Of course not. They're giving preference. You see, this regime, they accommodate the foreigner over the citizen. they accommodate the non-citizen over your fellow countrymen. Texas stopped these Haitians from walking further into Del Rio, Texas. Why didn't they stop every single illegal that has come into the country since January? Why didn't the leadership of Texas mobilize Texas Rangers? Why didn't they send in the 20,000 Texas National Guard? Why didn't they enlist or deputize citizens, train them up, give them some handcuffs, and say, you're now in charge of the border? Now all of a sudden that there's Fox News cameras on the border, now Texas starts to mobilize the Texas National Guard, or Texas DPS, I should say, state troopers. Now all of a sudden it's a crisis worthy of mobilization? Make no mistake, the only reason that Texas came in and built a wall around the Haitian invasion is because cameras were on it. Now, I'm pleased to see that at least Texas did something about it now, but every single illegal that has come into Texas since Biden took office could have been prevented by strong leadership. Texas is a massive state with plenty of people in law enforcement that would be willing to work that border. You heard the clip yourself. Our federal government sat idly by for 5 or 6 hours as Haitians were just walking into the country, doing nothing about it. And Mayorkas and the Biden regime, they're a waste of time. Forget them. We know their position. I am tired of listening to television program after radio program. Well, Biden is, of course, Biden's letting this happen. That is old news commentary. You know what the real type of analysis needs to be? Is why is Texas not doing more to prevent this in not just the Del Rio sector, but how about 100 miles to the south in the Jimenez sector? Or in the Normandy sector, or in the Eagle Pass sector. The reason is that this became a political vulnerability and a political liability for the leadership of Texas, so they kind of build this Texas DPS wall around it. Every Republican governor has the power and has the ability to secure their southern border. They've just chosen not to because it takes a lot of work. And also, they don't want to deal with the federal government confrontation. But guess what? We are there. We are losing our country and losing our sovereignty. This is designed disorder. And it's turmoil that has been implemented to try and permanently change the country. So here's the question. What do you do when the federal government crushes and wages war on your state? Do you sit idly by and let it happen? Or is it time for the states to take a stand against the Biden regime? Do you run a small business? Are you on an elder board of a church? Are you overseeing an organization that does a lot of credit card processing? Well, if you run a conservative or faith-based nonprofit or business, listen very carefully to this. Do not expose yourself to being shut off because of cancel culture. JP Morgan Chase just canceled Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's credit cards because they didn't like his politics. So on the Charlie Kirk Show here, we use Cornerstone Payment Systems to provide uninterrupted credit card processing for the work we do here at the Charlie Kirk Show. So maybe you run a small business and you need a credit card processor. We trust Cornerstone for our processing, and I believe you will benefit from their solutions, their low cost, and most importantly, their commitment to safeguard your transactions. Cornerstone provides all types of credit card solutions, including e-commerce, retail, donations, crowdfunding, and text to give. Do not get canceled like Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Do not use Stripe. Do not use the big guys that are processing credit cards. Instead, please contact Cornerstone Payment Systems today and let them know you heard about them on my show. You can reach Cornerstone at 714-912-2617. Again, if you are running a small business or a church or you're an elder board of a church, stop using bad guys to process your payments. Go to cornerstone.cc/KRIK. That's cornerstone.cc/KRIK. Do not use credit card processors that hate you and hate your values. Cornerstone.cc/Kirk. Do it right now. June 21st, 2019, J.B. Pritzker signs measure to help protect illegal immigrants in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker, in June of 2019, signed three bills designed to protect illegal immigrants in Illinois that would prohibit law enforcement agencies from coordinating with federal immigration authorities. Pritzker signed the Keeping Illinois Families Together Act, which prohibits local law enforcement from coordinating with immigration, customs, and enforcement. Now, this was 2 years ago. Why am I mentioning this? Because you have blue states. By the way, this is one of like 30 examples of blue states that have been signing laws that prohibit police officers and local sheriffs and DAs from coordinating with federal officials. That's an act of secession. That's an act of nullification, saying we don't want any part of this federal compact. And we as Republicans and conservatives sat idly by and were like, oh, yeah, that's bad. Let's keep going to the courts. They've been ignoring the courts and ignoring the laws for years. And so then when 1.8 million illegals come into the country to change the country permanently, by the way, what do? Well, we beg Joe Biden for help. So what do the Democrats do when things start to trend in a direction they don't like? They take action. The Democrats have the willingness to reshape and destroy the country. Republicans are getting there. Now, some people have emailed us and they said, well, Charlie, couldn't Joe Biden nationalize the National Guard? It is very rare to do so, usually only done with the consent of the governor. And presidents have rarely federalized a state or territory's guard without the consent of the governor. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, President George W. Bush declined to take control of the Louisiana's National Guard due to the objection of Governor Kathleen Blanco. But this is such an easy thing. First of all, Joe Biden can't nationalize state troopers. Secondly, he can't nationalize Texas Rangers. Thirdly, the governor of Texas would say, I'm sorry, what? Did you just sign a piece of paper? They're still our National Guard. They're not going to listen to you. Federalize, nationalize, I mean federalize. And so what should have been done and what still can be done is every single Texas Ranger, National Guard member, state trooper that can be allocated should be deployed to the southern border with handcuffs and arrest authority and charter flights ready to send people back where they came from. Tell DHS and Mayorkas, thanks. If you guys want to help, feel free to. We're going to take care of this ourselves in Texas. Arizona should do the same thing. Arizona will not do that. Texas still has this spirit of self-governance. Texas has its own Pledge of Allegiance, by the way. Hail Texas flag. Hail Texas. They say it at every single event I go to. Connor's smiling because he knows it very well. It's short and it's spicy. It's a really great pledge. It's really good. Texas could solve it, but they'd say, oh, it's unprecedented. No, it's not. It's not unprecedented. J.B. Pritzker, back in 2019, said, there are consequences to not following the law, you know. However, the act says that local law enforcement will not be allowed to go after the illegal aliens. This is what they know as their home. This is where they belong. So the Democrats and governors, they've been using defiance of federal law and defiance of federal immigration to remake the country for a long time. Yet Republicans have seemed unwilling until recently to not use defiance of federal law to enforce federal law ourselves. It's a massive difference. I'm not telling you to all of a sudden start being rebellious to the laws of the society, even though I do support that when it comes to mask mandates and things like that. I'm saying, no, it's time for us to start to enforce the law. It's completely different. Now, these Republican governors, they seem somewhat confused because all of a sudden their voters are not okay with them just issuing press releases going to Joe Biden, asking for a meeting to go break bread to try to solve the immigration crisis of the Haitian invasion on the southern border. As articulated in that news coverage, Texas secured the border and built a wall. Well, that begs the question. You could be doing that all across the southern border. Cut 52, Bill Malusian says that the number of illegals over the weekend was 15,000. And of course, the federal government was doing nothing to stop it. So this is the question. What do you do when something illegal and immoral is happening? Do you sit idly by or do you step up and do something about it? My call to action this hour, and the lesson is no more complaining to Joe Biden. We know who he is. He is not the president of this country. He has some sort of aims and ambitions to China or Central America. We've gone into that many different times. Instead, we need to be solution-oriented. I do not like the politics of complaining. Now, if you live in California, I get it. Texas is not California. You go to Texas Hill Country, they'll secure the border. You go out to the good folks in Fredericksburg, Texas, they won't put up with this at all. We also have to stop caring what the left and the media says about us. It's irrelevant. Play cut 52.
But we want to show you why this camp got so big in the first place. It swelled to 15,000 Saturday morning, hundreds of migrants at a time, just streaming in from Ciudad Acuña, walking across the river, and just illegally entering the United States without any resistance from our federal government whatsoever. They crowded on the shore in huge masses. We watched it for 5-6 hours straight, thousands coming in, and eventually the only thing that stopped it was the state of Texas. And they literally formed kind of a wall, if you will, with their patrol vehicles, and they stemmed the flow.
They formed a wall and they stemmed the flow. Of course, there's zero resistance from federal authorities. Federal authorities are under orders from the president to allow an open border society. And this really does open the question. And I've asked this question for the last couple months, and I think we're finally seeing an issue that is exposing how Republicans are unprepared to deal with the actual crisis that's happening in America, which is how much power do the states actually have? The federal government postures, they flex their muscles, but we saw under the Trump administration that the federal government backed down when sanctuary state and sanctuary city measures were passed in Seattle, in Portland, in San Francisco, Los Angeles. What Texas needs to do is create a confrontation with the federal government, and the federal government will back down. Texas is the perfect place to test this out. In fact, with the Texas pro-life law that deputized and allowed citizens to actually enforce the law in Texas, why don't they do the same on the southern border? Now, some people say, well, Charlie, that's dramatic. You know what's dramatic? How about 2 million people illegally coming into your country every single year? Does that not get you off the couch? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Republican governors, they're too busy writing press releases. I want to see Texas Rangers all across the southern border. I want to see Texas drones flying in the air. I don't care what the FAA says. The FAA can go figure themselves out. Come on, enforce it. Send your army. Send in federal agents. They will back down. Texas is a border state, and for the last 10 years, we have dealt in this false paradigm, with the only reprieve being Donald Trump, who actually secured the border, that somehow the federal government governs us. No, we govern the federal government. The states came together in a constitutional compact to establish sovereignty together to create the federal government. A constitutional republic has three major characteristics: limited government, consent of the governed, and separation of powers. Now, when we talk about separation of powers, most people think it's the legislative branch that checks the executive branch and the judicial branch that checks the legislative branch and so on and so forth. You know what the most important separation of powers that we have lost in the country? States checking the federal government. It's been lost on us for quite some time. And we've seen how different states reacted to the Fauci virus mandates. We saw how different states were open, like the wonderful Ron DeSantis in Florida, and other states were closed, like former Governor Andrew Cuomo. It's so nice to say that Andrew Cuomo is irrelevant. It's one of the actually highlights of my last couple months. Texas has the power, everybody, and I'm pleased to see that the Texas DPS stepped up and prevented the Haitian invasion of Del Rio, Texas. But the obvious take is, okay, let's do more. Deployment all across the southern border, arrest authority, deportation authority. Every Republican governor from North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia probably won't do it, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, go send any troops, any National Guard, or hopefully the best is state troopers to the southern border. If the federal government fails to protect the country, are we going to do another parade of excuses and, well, we can't do anything? Or are we going to embrace the love of our country and prioritize action and solutions over sitting on our hands and wishing it will get better? We are being invaded. Do you want to see press releases, or do you want to start seeing some action? I think I know the answer to that. A lot of people ask me, Charlie, how do you know so much about American history? The answer is not from school. As many of you know, I did not go to formal college. Actually, I didn't go to college at all. So my education has been a process. I've always been committed to learning and diving deep into ideas. And one source of truth and knowledge has been the greatest partner in that pursuit of learning, and that is Hillsdale College. American history and civics education, they're quite honestly at a turning point. And the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum, they are teaching the truth. And they have downloadable curriculum for you and your children for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. And you could take online courses. So every single day, I do my best to try to schedule at least 30 minutes to an hour to take some online courses. So I have my certificate, I have passed the course in Constitution 101, the intro to the Constitution. I'm about to finish the introduction to Western philosophy. I finished the introduction to Aristotle, How to Live a Good Life. And they have a new one called The Great American Story that I'm taking, and it's phenomenal. If you say, Charlie, how do I get my kids to know history? Literally pay them to take these courses. It's that good. Maybe you're more of a World War II fan. They have a whole course on that called The Second World Wars. Maybe you're a fan of Shakespeare. They have a course on that, Hamlet and the Tempest. Maybe you're a fan of theology. They have a whole course on Theology 101. How about on the Greek Wars, Athens and Sparta, Winston Churchill and statesmanship? These are free of charge, amazingly rigorous courses that will get you to appreciate the country, what it means to be a human being, where our rights come from, at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. Hillsdale, we are so honored to partner with them on the Charlie Kirk Show. Our children deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and uphold the dignity of each individual. So download the 1776 curriculum right now, and you yourself should at least carve out 20 minutes a day to try and learn something new. These courses can be downloaded, they could be podcasts, and there's little tests after them to make sure that you are comprehending what you are learning. And about after 10 courses, you get your certificate. It's one of the coolest feelings in the world. You feel like you are retaining that knowledge and you have a better understanding of what's happening in America. Download Hillsdale 1776 curriculum for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. Phenomenal partners. Please check it out right now. Chuck U. Schumer. Now, I didn't come up with that. That was a Rush. That's a Rush Limbaugh hat tip. He had the best names for people. He said, Chuck U. Schumer has come out and he says, look, we need to get every single Haitian into this country. You know what the problem is? That we have not yet colonized Haiti. You know what's really interesting is the overlap between neoconservative warmongers and the open borders crowd. Because deep down, they both want the same thing. They want to colonize vast parts of the world and bring them into America. They just have different ways to do it. Chuck U. Schumer wants to do it through allowing every single Haitian to come into America, where someone like Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney, they want to execute an invasion of Haiti. Now, that might be an exaggeration. I'm being sarcastic. But maybe Venezuela. Chuck Schumer comes out and he says, I urge President Biden. That's more like Fauci. He's got like the gravelly voice, the New Yorker gravelly voice. We cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies. Play cut 60.
So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions and to end this Title 42 policy at our southern border. That we cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws.
Look, Chuck Schumer, some person that works in Chuck Schumer's office, some 27-year-old that went to NYU, is writing this for him, and they see this as an opportunity to go bring in more voters, more obedient activists. That's what this is all about. Cut 63, Schumer continues by saying that we have to stop deportations because of Whipgate, whatever that is. Because, by the way, there really wasn't even a Whipgate. You actually look at the true picture. It was a guy on horseback, a cowboy, grabbing some criminal's shirt. Cut 63.
Images of Haitian migrants being hit with whips and other forms of physical violence is completely unacceptable. Right now, I'm told there are 4 flights scheduled to deport these asylum seekers back to a country that cannot receive them. Such a decision defies common sense. It also defies common decency. So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions.
Am I living in the same country as him? This is a very serious point. This is not a joke. Is this sustainable? When you have the Senate president with a 50-50 tie, thanks to the ridiculous election that happened in Georgia, that is more upset with how Border Patrol handles the illegal invasion. Do you know what's unacceptable, Chuck Schumer? What's unacceptable is the fact that people are invading the country. That's what is unacceptable. But not for him. For him, that is an invitation. Chuck Schumer's political views and the future he wants to live in is unlimited people coming into the country. What does Ilhan Omar have to say? Well, she says that Border Patrol, racist. Even though, this is cut 62, half of Border Patrol are Hispanics. The country's falling apart. And I don't want this hour to be all doom and gloom, though, because this could be fixed if Republican governors had the big word we keep on emphasizing, right, Connor? We keep on talking about this. The will. Do you have the will to act? Do you have the will to do the right thing? Do you have the will to step up when others don't? Do you have the courage? Courage is the virtue that triumphs over all the others, because without courage, there are no other virtues.
Every night, I have difficulty going to bed. So I've started to take magnesium every single night. My wife and I take it. Is it possible to avoid digestion problems by eating only healthy organic food? It's a nice thought, but unfortunately, it's just not possible. You see, your natural ability to digest food declines with age. This is because your body produces fewer enzymes, which are the proteins responsible for digesting food. Fewer enzymes mean more difficulty digesting food. Even organic foods won't provide enough enzymes to properly digest them. It's especially true if you cook your food, because cooking kills enzymes. This is where supplementing with a high-quality enzyme supplement can be a huge help. I personally recommend Masszymes by Bioptimizers. I've told you about Bioptimizers' great magnesium product for months now. And Masszymes, also from Bioptimizers, is the best-in-class supplement loaded with a full-spectrum enzyme for digestive protein, starches, sugars, fibers, and fats. Taking Masszymes daily can help top off your enzyme level and replace the enzyme your body is no longer producing, which means you'll be able to eat all sorts of delicious foods and digest them quickly and effortlessly. Verified buyer Mike C. gave Masszymes a 5-star rating, saying, quote, "It has helped me address digestion and health issues." If you want to eat all the same foods you have loved your life but have recently struggled to digest, try Masszymes risk-free and see what improvements you notice. For an exclusive offer, my listeners can go to Masszymes.com/Kirk. If you use that link, your exclusive 10% discount will already be applied. Again, that link is Masszymes, Masszymes.com/Kirk. Again, that link for 10% off discount, Masszymes.com/Kirk.
Getting lots of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com, of people that are rather frustrated with the press release Republicans. Politicians are actors performing a script that is written to them by the audience, the great Russell Kirk wrote. What is the script that we have been writing for Republicans? Well, traditionally, we have kind of bought the narrative, myself included, by the way. I'll be very honest, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I would have bought the narrative. Yeah, go send a great press release to Biden. Go sue him. Stakes are much higher now, everybody. We know that. We're on fragile footing. We are now descending off a cliff, yielding to process as we did 5 years ago and 10 years ago. It's not going to work anymore. And I think all of you know that. I think that all of you feel as if we need a sense of urgency right now, not a nicely written press release to try to get Joe Biden to change his mind. Cut 69. Secretary Mayorkas, just to reinforce the point of why states need to take action, why we need to just disregard what the federal government is doing, make them come in with force, which they're not going to do. The Biden regime will blink. They have been using and abusing us. But listen to this one. Cut 69. Secretary Mayorkas confirms that we are paying contractors not to build the southern border wall. Cut 69.
I think if we continued to build the wall, that would stop over 208,000 people coming across the border illegally, sir. Yes or no?
I do not agree with the continuation of the construction of the wall.
Okay, since you don't want to build the wall, are we still paying the contractors not to build the wall, sir?
Congresswoman, we are meeting our contractual obligations as we are
required. So yes. Okay, thank you, sir.
So we are building, no, we are paying contractors to sit around to not build the wall. Some firm out there, they got a bunch of workers in hotel rooms, and they're just making 20% profit just to sit there. Probably more than that because there's no extra cost of material. That's how ideologically focused this regime is to have open borders. Secretary Mayorkas confirms we are paying people to not build the wall. Sit around on your hands and feet. Cut 71. Former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, he even says we have to get control of the southern border. That 200,000 a month is a lot of people. It overwhelms the ability of DHS, the Border Patrol, ICE, to cope with the incoming. It saps the communities on the border. Cut 71.
We have to get control of our borders. 200,000 a month is a lot of people. Saps the ability, it overwhelms the ability of DHS, the Border Patrol, ICE, to cope with the incoming. It saps the communities on the border. It saps Catholic charities.
Yeah, we need to somehow worry about the drainage of resources from open border charities. Cut 68 from Ciudad Acuña, Mexico, where Haitian migrants are crossing the border to the Del Rio saying, we've never seen anything like this in our history before. Cut 68.
We're seeing that in real time, and them using this rope here to transport supplies over to that side. That's the U.S. side. That's Del Rio, Texas, and we've never seen really anything like this. But this is they're going back and forth, and the border is wide open.
That's the open question. As we get emails sent to us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Republican governors, are you going to sit on your hands and hope it gets better? Or work on solutions in the states as the regime is uninterested in helping you? We know that. Now, what does the media have to say about this? This actually proves our point perfectly. We kind of went out on a limb and we talked about archetypal psychology yesterday, the power of archetypes. And we said that the media, despite what actually is happening, immediately sees an image that they have been indoctrinated and pre-programmed to believe as a certain thing, which is somehow this idea that slavery is coming back to the United States. Now, how do I know that? Because I went to public school. So when I see those images of people on horseback, my immediate reaction is the images I grew up taking tests, the movies I was forced to watch as a sophomore in high school, the images of books I read as a senior in high school that showed evil slave owners on horses going after slaves. I went to the public education system, so as soon as I saw those images, I had that original reaction, of course, but that's like that's a half a second reaction. Of course, I'm like, okay, that's total garbage. I actually totally support what they're doing. Cut 64. This is a montage of the media comparing the Border Patrol on horseback on the southern border to slavery. We called this yesterday. We said, this is the power of images. This is exactly why we entered Floydapalooza last summer. That one image can change everything, something that Republicans and conservatives, we got to get better at. The media knows what they're doing here. They know it's not true. And they have decided to not govern themselves with reason instead of emotion. Play tape.
We saw that image of at least one Border Patrol agent using a whip and was effectively trying to lasso some of the migrants.
I was not aware that whips, which come from the slavery era, were part of the package that we issue to any sort of law enforcement or government-sanctioned personnel.
Disturbing new video and images taken at the U.S.-Mexico border that appear to show law enforcement officers on horseback using aggressive tactics to confront migrants.
What they're seeing is despicable, disgusting, cruel. Those are the words that I've been hearing from activists that I've been talking to.
As an image, to me, it does smack of a bygone era of slavery.
The picture from the back, it's a rein. It's a rein of the horse. In the back, he's grabbing the shirt. The passions, therefore, not the reason of the public, would sit in judgment. But it is reason alone of the public that ought to control and regulate the government. The passions ought to be controlled and regulated by our reason. James Madison, author of the Constitution. Do you think any one of those apparatchiks, Chris Cuomo, Joy Reid, are using their reason, their thinking faculty, or their emotion? Of course, they're using their emotion. They're using the passions of the moment to try to effectuate a political outcome that they want. Chris Cuomo, it reminds me of an era long gone. Is that how sloppy of a thinker you are? That you see a black person on the ground and a white person on a horse and you say, oh, slavery. It's just got to be, that's the only explanation. Is this how simple-minded we have become, so low-minded we have become? The answer is actually yes. That you see a white man on a horse, and immediately your reaction is, it's the Confederacy. Despite the fact that they know it's a lie, and that it's a rein, not a whip, but they're playing into the audience. They are intentionally trying to trigger a Pavlovian response. Pavlov's dogs, of course, is where you train a dog that every time there's a bell, ding, you feed the dog. Ding, you feed the dog. Ding, you feed the dog. And then after the 50th time, you go ding, what ends up happening? No food, dog is salivating. It conditions this Pavlovian response for the audience. Ding, white man on a horse, must be slavery. Protests in the streets. Did you get hit with a big tax bill you weren't expecting? With rates being very low and home equity being high, perfect time to refinance. Look, we're all about refinancing all this. Here's the long and short of it. You should not be giving business to bad companies. So if you're using Goldman Sachs, bad company. Wells Fargo, bad company. JP Morgan, bad company. All these companies, they love BLM. They hate America. And quite honestly, if you're listening to this program, they hate you. And so if you want to take out a loan, here's what I'm going to tell you what to do. Maybe you're a new family. You're like, I want to buy a house and it's my dream house and I want to take out a loan. The good news is that there are partners called Andrew and Todd, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, andrewandtodd.com. Just save that in your notes, by the way. Just save it in the notes of your phone because you might need it. Like, I don't need it. My banker at Goldman Sachs is just fine. Or my banker at Bank of America is just fine. Like, okay. Then when you go take that loan and you go sign those 95,000 pieces of paper they give you, you know what you're really signing? You're signing contribution forms to BLM Incorporated. That's what you're doing. When you go take out a loan with Chase, when you go take out a loan with Wells Fargo, you might as well go give the money to Joe Biden. So when you go to D.C. next and you go travel maybe with your family, why don't you just get a cashier's check and drop it off at the White House entrance? That's what you're doing when you bank with these woke losers at Wells Fargo. So take out a loan with the good guys. It's Andrew and Todd. Look, they're just great people. They're Christians. They love the Lord. They love America. And you call them up and just say, I want to speak to Andrew and Todd. That's all you have to say. Charlie Kirk sent me. And their number is 888-888-1172. That's andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172. You go to andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172, and say, you should make a vow to yourself. Just make a promise to yourself. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. And you have a choice. If you want to take out a loan or just explore the idea of refinancing, andrewandtodd.com. Call 888-888-1172. I go out to eat with these guys. They're terrific. They're good people. andrewandtodd.com. Haitians are being released into the interior of the country. Reports are being shown that Haitians are on airplane flights going all across America. Haitian migrants hijack bus, briefly escape en route to deportation flight. What wonderful, peaceful people. Hey, these are the doctors of tomorrow, okay? And if you dare, these are the true Americans. Did you know these people love America more than you? A group of Haitian migrants who were being bussed by San Antonio to be flown back to their country took control of a vehicle this Monday morning, making a break for it. An ICE spokesman told Kivo that there were no injuries, and the agency did not immediately respond to comment from the Post. We don't know where they are. They're in America now. These are your new neighbors. But hey, they're going to buy a bunch of Amazon products, so that's good for Bezos, right? More customers. I want to play this tape here, which kind of goes to show we need a mindset shift, everybody. And based on the emails we're getting at freedom@charliekirk.com, the patience is wearing thin amongst Americans with what's happening on the southern border. Now, I know some of the men that we're about to play on the tape here. I've known Governor Ducey. I don't know Governor Hutchinson, and I have nothing nice to say about him. Governor Ducey and I have known each other for years, and I'm not going to insult him on this program. Do I think he should be doing more action on the southern border? Absolutely. Governor Kemp, I think we've made our opinion rather clear about Governor Kemp. But I want to just say, I can't stand this entire mindset. This drives me crazy, which is they are acting like they are at the mercy of the federal government. So Harris Faulkner, who does a wonderful job on Fox News, asked them, she said, "So you guys wrote this letter to Joe Biden. Have any of you heard back?" And they say, "Nope, nope." As if they're trying to get invited to some sort of cocktail soiree for New Year's Eve or something. Like, no, we didn't get invited to the New Year's Eve party. You have the power. You have the power to mobilize the assets at your disposal to secure the southern border. This clip, in my personal opinion, only infuriates the base more. It's like you think that writing letters is that's where we're at in our country? That's a 1980s move. That's a 1990s America thing. We are in an existential crisis right now. We are being invaded by a foreign country. We need no more letters. We need men on horses. And you think like getting ignored by the White House is some sort of power move? I get ignored by the White House every single day. Well, actually, no, that's not true. According to a report over the summer, the White House is trying to monitor our text messages because they don't like our stance on mandatory vaccines. So actually, the White House doesn't ignore us. Play tape.
Well, thank you for giving our viewers on the Faulkner Focus an idea of exactly what you're going to say to the president should you sit down. Just real quickly, anybody heard from the president since you sent your letter? Yes or no?
No, nothing.
We'll stay
no,
on it.
We haven't yet.
Governors, thank you very much for your time today. Chief executives in your state, one of 23 of 26 that are demanding a meeting with the president of the United States. Appreciate your time.
So the one I'm going to zero in on is the future Walmart board member, or maybe future board member of University of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, who, that's all I'm going to say about him. You guys could fill in the blanks about him. He's very much in the support of the chemical castration of children. And he says, nope, not yet, with his little smirk. Really? Now, Arkansas is not a border state. Fair enough. I will give them that. But Arkansas, I'm sure, has assets at their disposal that they could work collaboratively with Texas. Here is the call to action. About time we start thinking creatively and solution-oriented, everybody. The way that we do things here at Turning Point USA and the Charlie Kirk Show, we just don't sit by and wait things. You make things happen. That's what Americans do. We don't just, we're going to write a letter to Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm sure he'll get back to you. I'm sure Joe Biden's going to invite you to the White House and is going to give you everything you need. What kind of regime do they think they're dealing with here? The answer is that their muscle memory, their pattern of behavior, is so antiquated that the posture that is willing to actually effectuate meaningful solutions for their voters in the country, they're either unwilling, unable, or they're completely confused. They're like, what do you mean I have to solve the problem? We don't do that here. We write letters. And the federal government's supposed to do that. That American chapter is over. That page has been turned. It's over. So it's the question. This is the existential question that will face our country. People say, Charlie, are we going to save the country if we have the will to save the country? We don't right now. We're getting there. I'm starting to see the voters rise up. I'm starting to see the script that we provide the politicians change. But as long as we have governors going on Fox being like, yeah, well, we haven't heard back from Joe Biden, but I hope he gets back to me. Does he like me, please? Does he like me a little bit? Will he call me back? It's a joke. It's time for action. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional storefront. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning, like what's your car, and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like mortgages or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more for the exact same auto parts? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com, they are wonderful people. They love their country, and they don't require membership or an account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com, RockAuto.com for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car and truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. I want to get to some new sound here before we get into the debt ceiling fight, which is turning into, it's growing. We've intentionally not mentioned it yet because these procedural fights in D.C., it's all theater, it's kabuki theater. But this is actually real. This is coming into something that could impact markets, impact the future of the country, impact the midterms. All of these issues, we are political animals, as Aristotle said. Everything we do has politics in it. And there's some new polling to show that Democrats are in huge trouble in 2022, which is good. That's great news. We want to take back chambers of power. However, it's going to take a lot more than just winning elections to save the country. It's going to take action once you win those elections, as we have been talking about at great length. Cut 74, Bill Malusian reports that whatever the Biden regime is saying is not true. There are massive releases of Haitians happening into the interior. And so basically, this is a test case. If you come under a status, not as a refugee, but as an economic traveler, these are economic tourist criminals is what they are, a refugee. Well, they say, well, Haiti's really poor. That does not give you economic status. People call these people migrants. I refuse to use that word. I think it's an insult to people that are migrants. I really do. These are criminals. They know what they're doing. They know it's against the law. They don't care. And they're being sponsored to do this, and the cartel's taking advantage of them to do it. And some people say, well, these are nice people. Okay, I guess nice people commit crimes all the time. This is an issue of sovereignty, of borders, of the rule of law. Whatever left we have of the rule of law, which has been ever so deteriorated since the 1960 civil rights regime was implemented, with the idea of private property and self-government was put into jeopardy. But they're just being released into the interior. So let it be known, if you break our laws and get into America, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to get vaccinated. You get free medical, free housing, whatever it might be. But if you're an American citizen and you work for a living, we're going to force you to take a vaccine against your will, force you to wear a mask, pay a lot in taxes. It's the death of the citizen. Play tape.
A new AP article coming out now saying that thousands of migrants here are being released into the community despite the Biden administration's claims that if they come, they will be deported. Their messaging from Alejandro Mayorkas was, if you come here, your journey will not succeed. However, there are mass releases underway as we speak.
Mass releases are underway. It's happening. And Mayorkas said this when the terrific Senator Josh Hawley asked the question, are you happy with what's happening at the border? Is this a success? And Mayorkas agrees. He says, look, this is our plan. Our plan is manufactured mayhem. Our plan is designed disorder. This is the plan. Trust the process. It's like the old Philadelphia 76ers, what they used to say. Just trust the process. Yeah, we won like 11 games. Trust the process. I think the 76ers actually have improved since then. Play cut 61.
And you're telling me that, that this is success? Are you happy with what's happening at the border now? Is this success?
Senator, as I said then and I say now, we have a plan. We're executing on our plan, and we will continue to do so.
We have a plan. The plan is this. This is the plan. And then Mayorkas, the head of Department of Homeland Security, was asked the question, how many illegals are being returned, detained, or released at the southern border? Cut 58.
How many people have been returned? How many people are being detained? How many people have been dispersed to all points around America?
Senator, I would be pleased to provide you with that data.
I want them now. Why don't you have that information now?
Senator, I do not have that data.
Why not?
For me.
Why don't you have that basic information?
Senator, I want to be accurate.
That's Senator Ron Johnson, who's terrific. He doesn't have the information because he just doesn't care. Because for them, more is more. When it rains, it pours. Haiti, Nicaragua, Honduras, Mexico, Panama, wherever you want to come from, we'll take you. We'll take you because we'll turn you into Democrat voters. And here's the way it works. And some Republicans say, well, Charlie, aren't these people going to become Republicans? First of all, the data shows no. Now, are conservatives and Republicans doing better with voters in the Rio Grande Valley? Yes. Legal Hispanics that have been here for a couple decades are actually showing to be going in the conservative direction. But here's how it works. When these Haitians are going to be released from Del Rio, Texas, and sent to San Antonio, they will go to low-income government housing, and then NGOs, non-government organizations, will come knock on their door and sign them up for government benefits. We saw this with the Afghan refugees. So just for all of you keeping score at home, we have 1 million green cards that we're giving out because Congress thinks that's a good idea. At least 100,000 Afghan refugees coming to America that we're told are translators that need translators themselves because they don't speak English. And then on top of that, we have 1.8 million to 2 million people coming across the southern border that will go to San Antonio or Austin or Dallas or Houston. And they will be targeted by these nonprofit organizations to fill out for government benefits and get on the dole. It's not sustainable. And Mayorkas says, yeah, I don't know how many people are coming over. You can't say a number when the terrific Senator Ron Johnson pinpoints him. No, he can't. He can't say one number. I'll get back to you. Yeah, I have to check with my staff. How about a ballpark? Plus or minus 1.5 million. You are the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and you can't tell a senator how much, how many people are coming across. You know what's so disappointing about this? Is right now in Poland, right now in Hungary, there are law-abiding people that want to come to America that have been waiting decades for the permission to come to America. And instead, they're saying, why don't I just buy a ticket to Mexico City and waltz across the border? Lawbreaking is rewarded under this regime. Law-abiding people are penalized and punished. Play cut 57.
Thousands of Haitians, as you just saw, have swarmed Del Rio, Texas, which is not a big town. As of this morning, there were close to 7,000 so-called family units under the bridge there. More than 300 of those units included a pregnant woman. All of these migrants, says the Biden administration, will be allowed to stay in the United States, no questions asked. And the children born here will, of course, instantly become American citizens. None of these people, you should know this because it's telling, will undergo any kind of background check, like the background check you endure if you were to try to, say, buy a 12-gauge, according to your constitutional rights. None of them either will be forced to abide by vaccine mandates. So you need the shot to work as a nurse or for the sanitation department or anywhere. But you don't need a shot to come into our country illegally at the request of the Biden administration.
So the question is, where do Republicans have leverage? We've covered in great detail how the gutless wonders who call themselves Republican governors, they are refusing to act with the will to secure the southern border. They have the resources. They have the manpower. Instead, they're writing letters like pen pals, like fourth graders would do, asking the principal for permission to go to the restroom. When in reality, the states have the sovereignty over Washington, D.C. Joe Biden is there merely thanks to the state's permission. Understand the Constitution and it will set you free. But there is this leverage debate going on right now in Washington, D.C., and I really want to get into this. It is the debate over whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. Now, we have raised the debt ceiling so many times. I'm a fiscal hawk, and I always will be. Some people on the right have kind of become, I'd say, a little bit too comfortable with Keynesian economics in recent years. And I remain someone who wants a sound currency and a balanced budget and believes that vast debts and deficits are a threat to our fellow countrymen, a threat to future generations, and actually reward the ruling class more than the working class. I believe that Keynesian economics of this idea that we're all dead in the long run, of indulging in long-term debt cycles, I am not a fan of modern monetary theory. Some people on the right are. Some people say, Charlie, it's a construct. We can play games with it. I'm not there. I'm not. I still remain someone who believes in a stable currency, who believes that we should not have vast amounts of inflation that hurt regular Americans the most and actually reward people that borrow money the most. I'm not into that. And I'm happy to debate that with anyone on the right. It would be kind of a wonky, nuanced economic debate. My priority is strong families, small business owners, people that work with their hands, and our fellow obligation, our moral obligation to our fellow countrymen. So right now there is this debt ceiling debate that's happening in Washington, D.C., where Democrats want to raise the debt ceiling, and they say, if you do not do this after we've spent $8 trillion in the last year and a half for COVID relief, which has resulted in at least somewhere between 5 to 10% inflation that we know of, the entire economy is going to crash. Now, I want to give Senator McConnell some praise here. Again, we call balls and strikes with Senator McConnell. Sometimes he drives me nuts. Sometimes he's really good. Right now, Republicans are holding the line. Play cut 72 of Senator Rick Scott saying that we are not going to raise the debt ceiling. You have to tell us where that money is going. And play tape, cut 72.
That's what they're talking about. They want to suspend it because they want to spend all this money without any accountability on telling the American public that, by the way, your debt's going up, your taxes are going up, and you're going to see significantly more inflation.
Cut 70. Democrats can raise the debt ceiling themselves, but they don't want to do that because they want to say how much they want to spend. Play cut 70. This is Senator Barrasso from Wyoming, who I know. Don't agree with them on everything, but I think they're right to take an aggressive hardline posture on the debt ceiling. This is the most important policy fight of 2021 on a federal level. Let me say that again. This is the only leverage point we have to push back against the regime for universal mail-in voting, for mail-in ballot voting, for H.R. 1, H.R. 5, H.R. 4, gun confiscation. This is the only leverage we have, and I'm pleased to see Republicans are starting to realize that, hey, if they want to take back the Senate in 2022, which is looking like they might.
In our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority. At least it used to be. At thinker.org, they summarize the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you an access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, from old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People to recent bestsellers like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. I've used Thinker. I use it almost every single day to digest big ideas quickly and easy to understand. So if you want to challenge your preconceptions, learn something new every day, expand your horizons, and become a better thinker, go to thinker.org. That's thinkr.org to start a free trial today. Again, that's thinker.org.
Cut 70. Democrats could raise the debt ceiling themselves, but they don't want to do it. This is Senator Barrasso. And President Trump agrees with me on this. I'm glad to see Senate Republicans holding the line. Play cut.
The chairman of the Democrat Committee of the Budget in the House on MSNBC said, oh, yeah, we can raise it on by ourselves. We may need to do that, but we don't want to do it because we would have to specify a dollar amount to raise the debt ceiling. They don't want people to know how much money they want to spend and borrow. They don't want the American public to know. They don't want to put a dollar figure on their irresponsible, reckless spending.
What they want from Republicans is to lift the cap completely and say we can do whatever we want to do, however we want to do it, and that's how we're going to implement it. See, this is how the Republicans need to have this. This is not about the debt ceiling, okay? The Democrats really want the debt ceiling. So now Republicans need to think a little bit more creatively here. Here's how this needs to work. Oh, you mean for the first time this year, the Democrats want something that we can only give them? Then why don't we get something that we want? Hello, that's how this works. And so instead of saying, you know, we're only going to raise the debt ceiling if we know the amount. No. That's not how negotiations work, okay? Instead, you say, here's how it's going to work. The wall gets built tomorrow, fully, and there's 15,000 agents that are going to be deployed to the southern border. And also, we need Milley's resignation. Lloyd Austin's resignation, amongst a whole list of other things. Republicans need to use the debt ceiling as leverage to implement other things that they want to see happen for the country. And now some people say, well, Charlie, that's going to shut down the government. Well, then so be it. If that's what it's going to take, that's what it's going to take. You finally have a weak spot in this regime. They can't keep spending money without your permission. And Republicans seem, at least at this policy fight in Washington, D.C., somewhat willing to fight on this. This is an issue that it seems that corporate Republicans seem okay with. So instead, Republicans need to hold the line and then counter with a very specific list of demands that the other side needs to provide to them. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. Now, what is it October 1st is the debt ceiling limit? This is coming really quickly. And this impacts markets. This impacts economic well-being. Some people say it could be a default of the entire system. I think that's overblown. But Democrats are getting worried that they're not going to be able to plow through their $3.5 trillion spending agenda, their amnesty agenda, their H.R. 1 agenda, the H.R. 5 agenda, because they can't even keep the government open. Which actually segues to an article that we're going to build out on another show at another time. Axios, Democrats dwindling 2022 map. The narrowing map, which reflects where Democrats see their best chance of flipping seats, is the latest data point showing the challenging political landscape the party faces in the crucial 2022 midterms. It's not looking good, everybody, at all for Democrats. Republicans, hold the line in D.C. And Republican governors, mobilize everything you have at your disposal to secure the southern border. Do you have the will to act? Or are you going to sit idly by while the country weakens itself into oblivion? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.